updates, and plenty more. Stay in the know by signing up at xray.fm/newsletter.
This is Ross Beach, host of Alive with Pleasure, inviting you to join me every Friday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. as we decipher the live music listings and become slightly more hip to the events happening in our city. It's all right here on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, online and on demand, xray.fm. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. I'm here with Chase, and we are in the X-Ray studio. We're live with the band Bad Assets. They were strumming behind me a minute ago, and they're here to tell us about their show happening at Laurel Thirst on May 23rd, and tell us all about their band. You've probably have seen them on a bill or marquee somewhere glowing in Portland. Lots of Portland songs, which I love. Every song has like little parts of Portland written on them. So thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Do you guys want to go through and introduce yourselves?
Sure, that's a good idea. I'll start.
Yeah, how about you, Kevin?
Am I supposed to start? My name is Kevin Marcotte. I'm the bass player and sing a lot of the songs. Write some of them. I'm an original member of the Bad Assets, going back to, I don't know what year, but that's me. I have two wonderful children and a few dogs and a wife. Anything else you can ask later? I don't know.
Next. I love a shout out.
How long are we going? Should I keep going?
You could just keep going for an hour.
The world was once a vast and shallow ocean. No.
It was.
It's undeniable. I'm Ben Kosloy. I play guitar. And yeah, also an original member of the band. Doing it for a minute.
I'm Motor. I play guitar. I write some of the songs. Just love me some Portland history, some Oregon history, and just kind of dig deep where we can. So that's me.
And you're like the OG Bad Asset, yeah?
Yeah, he's the brain trust. Brain trust?
Yeah.
Can one man be a brain trust?
Mm-hmm. I trust that brain.
I do my best.
That's saying something.
Yeah, right. I'm Julianne Kennedy. I'm singing some background vocals. I've been a super fan of the Bad Assets for years, but just started to sing along with you guys in the past year and loving it.
Well, thanks for being here, you guys.
Thank you.
Sharing a part of your band with me. I know we've had one of you guys on, or before with Patty Rojas's band, which was, that was an amazing time.
Really fun, yeah.
It's always fun to get that many people in a tiny room.
You have the drummer behind you in the corner.
Yeah, you really become close. It's like that camp experience. You know, like when you go to like sleepaway camp and you're only there 5 days, but you feel like it's years that you've known the person that you've made friends with. I don't know. It's kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You're bonded for life. You've spent time in this tiny little room.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So you guys have a show at Laurel Thirst coming up.
Coming up on Saturday, happy hour. I mean, we play Laurel Thirst periodically. We're kind of, seems like we're the happy hour fill-in or something, which is cool.
That's nice.
This is a Saturday, which normally we do weeknights, and those are always cranking, but we've done a few of the weekends, and they go equally as well.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it's like to be at a good happy hour at the Laurel Thirst, right? It's pretty packed and fun, so we're looking forward to two sets. Julianne, you are coming, correct? Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah.
Tough. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather, yeah. So it's kind of a tough road to hoe, but, you know.
It's so weird, but I get it. People get like, the life gets sucked out of them from all the vitamin D.
Yeah.
They spent all their time at the park that day.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite thing about Portland is, like, park hangs are, like, serious. Like, people love the parks here. Oh, like, I grew up in Arizona. So, like, you like your, like, playground when you're a kid. But you don't just go to the park.
There's
it's
grass,
so hot.
Yeah. There's grass.
Yeah, we don't have all the grass is dead in Arizona. Yeah. Every park here is so beautiful, too.
Yeah.
But... So, Laurel Thirst is cool because there's always, like, you know, like when you have family come to town and they want, like, the real Portland experience. And one of those things is seeing, like, a local band at a cool spot. And Laurel Thirst kind of is that perfect. You know that, like, all the music's digestible, too, and it's going to be good. So, it's kind of a nice bar to have.
Yeah, I got here in 96, and that whole idea, I think they started in the 80s when they started doing the independent music, and literally the formula was set then. So literally for the last 30 years, they just had it right, and people love it, and they keep coming back. Cause
that totally makes sense.
It's still a lot of the same groups.
Same people.
Yeah.
My first showed up, I was like, can I play a show here? They're like, let me hear what you got. And I was like, they're like, yeah, you need to go practice and then come back to us in a few years. And I did. I took the feedback seriously and I went and practiced.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That makes sense as why I feel like it's such a staple when people come into town.
Yeah.
Like they've built it that way.
Yeah.
Your music, you guys have so much Portland in it that I feel like that's, if it's perfect for that type of vibe too.
Yeah.
So, your last album, not the most recent one, but Poncho is so fun. I was listening to it this morning. It's like, this is, I'm glad to have it on CD now, because we actually have a CD player.
I found one. Yeah.
I can't believe you found
it. It might have been like my secret stash. Like it's unopened. Like it's a, you know.
You know what? I do that kind of stuff with my art too, where I'm like, I'm going to set 7 aside because I know these are going to come up at some point.
Yep.
I might have a couple other and some hidey holes. It's hard to say.
Right. Yeah.
I got some band t-shirts from over the years and in just a box in my attic that I'll never touch.
Oh, I have some put up.
Yeah, you
know,
because they just get worn out so fast.
Yeah, that is hard.
But
that's a good call.
They're so cool.
Yeah. It's always a good idea to have a couple of the last, like, I've done shirts for the show, but there's, like, the ones that I ruin by food falling on all of them.
Living in.
Yeah. Like, it's bound to happen. I, like, washed 3 of our x-ray shirts with, like, a Sharpie.
Oh, no.
And I tried to blame it on Chase because I found, like, chapstick and I was like, this is black, though.
It's probably Chase's fault.
Yeah.
It's probably his fault. He doesn't have a microphone, so.
Yeah.
So all he's got is that air horn.
Yeah.
But yeah, our original drummer was a screen printer. And so every time we play with him, he'd be like, here's the shirt from Red Fang. Or
you know what? Awesome. That's so cool.
So we got a lot of band shirts that we didn't probably deserve.
Yeah, we had a lot. Though. Yeah, there was like little random one-off prints on kids' shirts and stuff like that. Yeah, over the years, I have a box of a lot of those. There's the Yoon one. I have that put up somewhere.
Classic.
Yeah.
So if you're a screen printer and you want to make some shirts.
Yeah. We're here to talk to you.
Yeah.
Was it one of those like ones that are on those big presses where the thing comes down
the
and then you use the, yeah. the ink yourself?
Yeah.
I used to work at like an art gallery in Tucson, and we had one of those, and we would print our own shirts for every event we did. And like monthly, it would be like a chicken themed art show, and we would just buy like secondhand shirts. It's cool if you have like
chicken theme every month.
Monthly chicken theme?
No,
chickens. Okay.
Chickens was one of the months.
Okay.
Oh.
There was like one was mystics, one was you know Pisces and retrograde, some you know weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Chicken sounds
but the
chicken most
one
fun so far.
That was the most fun, and that's the most memorable one because we had like specific appetizers for. I mean, it was so chicken themed, and it was Tucson. Tucson's a bunch of artists too, kind of like Portland.
Yep.
And I feel like they kind of have a similar vein. Those places.
Well, there's like a Tucson to Portland pipeline.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah, 100%. It's weird, huh?
Weren't some of our Tucson friends? Weren't they? Who's that band that used to do Chicken Bingo?
Chicken Poo. Chickens again? Weird.
Is that real? It's real. It's not a myth.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Chicken Poo Bingo.
Party favorites?
Party favorites?
Party favorites?
I don't know. There's sort of like a Bellingham, Portland, Tucson.
Yeah, like Pipeline for a while. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, it is.
It's weird. I took a class about human migration in college. I wish I paid more attention, because now that I'm older, I do think about that a lot. Like, especially living in a place where most people are transplants. Mm-hmm. There is weird tendencies on migration and where certain people end up. It's really interesting. Or Brooklyn is another one of those places. That's cool.
A lot of Michigan people end up here.
Yeah.
From Ohio.
Are you guys all from here?
No.
Yeah. No.
It's rare to meet anyone from here. Actually.
It really is. It's exciting almost.
Yeah, it's fun. It's rare to meet someone from here, and it's rare to meet someone who's not in a band.
True.
Those two things.
When I first moved here, I've talked about this a lot lately, but when I first moved here, I had stopped working because I got really sick. And something that, like, everybody asks you what you do. And so I would be at, like, bars, whatever, and I would get, like, talk to Chase, was the only person I, like, knew here. I only knew, like, five people here when I moved here, and I was, like, you know, crying to him. And he was, like, he didn't know how to help me. But then it, like, took me a minute to realize, like, no one actually cares, like, what your day job is. They want to know, like, what art you do as your side thing.
Yeah.
Like, what's your band? Like, what type, what's your media? Like, what's your, like, you know, how do you get your hands dirty? No one wants to know, like, that you're working for Intel in Hillsboro. Like, you know. It's not that fun.
Yeah, people definitely don't want to know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Around here.
Well, do you guys want to play me one of your Portland songs?
Yeah.
We have Empty Bottle as the first one up.
I don't know if this is classified as a Portland song, but it was written in Portland, that's for sure.
It's on Poncho, our drinking album.
Yep.
We've got the drinking album, we've got the driving album.
Yeah. Do a release, but we never got around to it. This one's on Poncho. I wrote this song, right? Yep. Let's just do it.
Here's Bad Assets.
Three, four, one.
I cry when I hear old George Jones singing. Sometimes I cry when I hear old Hank Way. We all cry when we hear Towns Van Zandt singing. Tecumseh Valley, just thinking about that poor girl. Bottle is all we'll have left. Just one more drink, and this bottle will be gone. You can pour me another shot of hot, cry me a liver, play me one more sing.
We've all heard songs about the heartache and the misery. We've all heard songs that made us want to cry. But it's those songs that help us all to lose this lonesome feeling. It's just you, Jerry, Jerry, sitting around drinking sand for you. Hey, an empty bottle is all we'll have left. Just one more drink, and this bottle will be gone. You can pour me another shot of honey, cry me liver, play me one more sad old country song.
Empty Bottle. That was the live performance from Bad Assets. They are in the studio with me, and thanks for joining me. So happy you guys are here. That song is a sad country song, and then it has like such humor to it, so it's a good balance.
I feel like that was one that just kind of happened.
It needed to happen. It's a good song.
Yeah,
it's really good. So, you guys are here, you guys have a show on Saturday at Laurel Thirst, and that's 5:23, if everyone out there who's listening, and that's why you're here today, but do you guys have any music coming out soon or anything, or do you guys have any updates? Any summer plans?
Glad you asked that. No, we need to get in the studio for sure. We have a large backlog of material that we need to start recording. We haven't recorded a full-length album since Poncho, or anything for that matter, so we're kind of juggling with how to do that or when to do that. I feel like we need to just start on stuff and just release a couple at a time. I don't know if a full-length album is a large undertaking.
It's a big project,
and we
it's
all
free,
be
right?
busy live.
It's free.
Yeah, and it's super free.
It's really easy, and also no one cares about all your songs. They just want like two songs.
I feel like now with like the way streaming is, most people don't care about a whole album coming out. I also think COVID changed a lot of things with how like the recording process happens and putting out how you put out songs.
Yeah.
Like it really, really changed a lot of things.
Yeah, song order went the way of the dodo. The length of songs, because the reels and all that, it's like people don't want the whole song even anymore. They just want the thing.
It's weird to me because like a song that I really love, I always wish has like five more minutes. Yeah. And when they're like short ones, you're just like, why did I have to fall in love with the short one?
Right.
But it is weird, like, that the brain, the way that, like, ADHD brains with, like, our screens is not good. Scientists told us that it wasn't going to be good for us, and it turns out
we never listened.
Yeah, it turns out.
Scientists told us we'd never listen.
Yeah.
Literally, scientists were, like, the parents telling you not to do something, and every kid here was like, I'm going to do it.
Break the chain, long song rebellion.
Yeah.
I think some artists have embraced that, though, where they just, they go that TikTok or reel route, and they just, like, they get people hooked in the first 5-10 seconds, and then the audience wants more, and so it drives the full release of the track now, which it used to be the release of the album, but now it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, some people just write little snippets.
5 seconds.
Well, I feel like it's... changed songwriting for sure, because there's even bands I've heard that I don't know who they are, but like it's every song's like an emotional journey from like dynamically, and like it's like you don't have to do everything in like every song, guys. You can just like stick to a couple of motifs, but I feel like there's
just
up and down, start and stop, like it's wild.
Now that I'm a more grown-up adult, you know that I'm in my 30s, I'm just like, there's so much to change that happens within every part, like, songwriting process. Like, my grandma's 92, like, she's seen every trend, like, come and go in America. Like, I'm, like, always thinking about how crazy that must be. But now that I'm getting older, I think that, too. Like, the songwriting process changing, even the last, like, 6 years since COVID, the way artists say they record, or the way that they're writing, or the fact that you can just email files to each other instead of actually being in the same room together.
Mm-hmm. Sequencing, which is, you probably...
Yeah.
Like how, I mean, people don't even do it, really. I think they just throw it out.
Well, this is fun to hear you guys play acoustic. I mean, this is such an intimate...
It's new for you, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I know, I get my own show, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Also, like, this room sounds really good, and I don't know, the vibe is fun, especially when you're playing. The light's kind of lower, you know, I don't know. It's a nice vibe in here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah.
I'm wearing sunglasses. Okay. They're my bifocal. Anyway, well, you guys are going to play Pendleton next. I'll be in Pendleton for Jackalope Jamboree. I'll be doing my show live from there. But I love Pendleton.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear this song. Is there love for Pendleton, or is this a...
It's pure love.
You tell us about this one, Motor. When did this one happen?
Yeah, so this song is going back a few years, but it's basically just about being in Pendleton, like, during the festive time, during the roundup and all that, and then just kind of, but also, so having that experience, but also kind of getting out into the canyons, because it's very easy to get out into, like, basically, like, it's like the ghost of the Old West sort of place, and so it's kind of got a little bit of both in it, so it's like, you know, the action, but also that tug of kind of wanting to be kind of out in, nature, basically.
It's an interesting area, and there's like a lot of like rock hounding that goes on in that. It's such a high desert. It's so different than here.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm excited to hear this. Here's Pendleton by the Bad Assets.
Thank you.
just heard Pendleton by the Bad Assets. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. You're listening to Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. I am in the X-Ray studio with Bad Assets. They are playing Laurel Thirst this Saturday, May 23rd. And you can catch them there, but if you're liking what you hear. So this is a good little, intro. Inspiration. I don't know. I can't believe it's already the end of May, really.
I know.
I keep seeing 5/23 and I'm like, whoa, it's insane.
Memorial Day weekend, people. This is the official,
get the grill.
You're allowed to wear white pants after this weekend.
Yes,
this is the unveiling of white pants for the season.
Nice. I've been waiting.
Save Derby Day. I think you can pull it off then, but
for
the most part, this is the timeline, if anyone's following.
Yeah.
Release the pants.
And the flowers have been amazing this year.
I
mean,
I can't
overstate how amazing it is to live in just a flower city.
It's mind-blowing. People who don't know.
Spring's the best. Spring is just... it's
the fact that our freeway is just, like, lined with roses is just insane. And they just grow, like, wildflowers here. Like, what?
I know.
My nephew was here for a week at the end of April. Yeah. We went and saw a show in Seattle. Talk about, like, short songs. It was a Dutch hardcore rapper that's, like, EDM.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was... I was like, oh, my... I was just felt like I was back in, like, a rave. I was, like, the strobing lights and everything. And I was like, I feel like I'm outgrowing this vibe. Like, I don't think I can do this. But it was a lot of fun. But they were short and, like, you know... But anyway, when he was here... He was, like, completely mind-blown by, like, our landscape. He's from Southern Alabama. So, like, right now there is also really green and everything's growing. But it's just, like, the dynamic, redwoods mixed with other pines. And then you've got maples and flowers. There's just so much.
Yeah, totally.
And they're all different shapes and sizes. I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy. I had cataracts and I got them removed the month before I moved here.
Wow.
So then when I moved here, which was this week, 7 years ago, I just kept crying everywhere we would go. I would just start crying to Chase. We'd be like at a park and I would just turn around and be like, this tree just has like flowers on it. That's great. Yeah. Cause I'd never seen like color that bright, and it is, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
It's hot though.
So people talk about cherry blossoms, but like for me, it's like there's three biggies. There's the magnolias, which come super early when the trees are all bare. And those are just like pow, and they're just big. And then you get the cherry blossoms, but then you get the dogwoods. And the dogwoods are like truly steal the show for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Big dogwood guy?
When I wake up in the morning, I say dogwood just every day. Where are the dogwoods?
I have a mantra.
Do you have that one of those pink dogwoods in the front?
Neighbor does.
Okay. I have a white one.
Neighbor does, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a white one?
I have a white one.
Do you have the native? Is the native one?
Cool. I don't know. I failed the quiz. But cool.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But they're cool.
That and the peonies. There's like a,
yes,
a peony farm that I'm like, oh, yeah, just
peonies
aware
are
of,
good.
That I need to go see down Bear Woodburn.
Yeah.
I just recently learned about that.
Yeah.
Too.
Maybe they just found social media. I don't know. But like it's suddenly.
Did they just send it out and we were like on that?
Like,
we're on
time.
Flower like, Instagram.
So
all
there's
of us.
A low key, super kooky peony lady up in Parkdale.
Okay.
I mean, not a lot of infrastructure for farm visits, but she will hook it up. She's got all the varietals.
Oh, it smells so good.
Maybe we need to do a flowers record.
I'm into it.
Country record.
I'm definitely into that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, just doesn't have to be specifically about flowers, but every kind of like Freddie Trujillo's bird record that he's done isn't really about birds. Well, some of it is.
I think you're onto something here. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone write this down. Put this in your notes.
Peonies are popping. I mean, the roses obviously goes without saying, but... Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, stay away from peonies or popping. That maybe is not the
stay away. Okay. I mean, notes. Notes are good. I mean, I noticed that, you know, the total... bane of a lot of ours existence are the blackberries. You know, you can't get rid of them. But like blackberries are blooming right now at my house. And
they're
pretty.
They're kind of delicious too. I mean, if there has to be an invasive plant, at least
we can pick
it and make a shrub out of it.
Off any side of the road, you just see. It's so funny to see people just off the side of the road with buckets and baskets, and they're wearing gloves. Some of them, and you're like, you've been here for years. You've perfected your blackberry
juice. Just where they are.
Yeah, you've got like a stick and glass and gloves so you don't get poked. I agree with the blackberry. I think that like, I've been almost at the end of it, but I wrote like a children's book about the Cascade Mountain Range. And one of the things was huckleberries.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize like how integral those really are to the Pacific Northwest. Like it got people through the Great Depression by people setting up like just camps in the forest, and they would all just go collect huckleberries and
they only grow over a certain elevation.
Yeah, and they're they're wild.
Yeah.
So like it was like people who like came here, lived in tents and literally like collected huckleberries through the Great Depression. But also it's like the main staple of a lot of native dishes from the very beginning. There's interesting.
Cool.
It's really interesting berries.
So those are deciduous, those ones that live up by Mount Hood or whatever. And obviously those are the prime ones. But there's a coastal one that's evergreen. And it's kind of like these bright green leaves and these very, very dark purple berries. Totally different flavor profile, but also really delicious. And I think it's cool because Oregon has that whole, like, whatever, alpine vibe. But you've got that deep, dark coastal understory. We got another huckleberry. So if you ever get a chance, they grow really nice around your house. They're trouble-free, and they're just beautiful little fruiting. They're really pretty little plants. So check out the coastal ones, too, if you haven't checked out the coastal huckleberry.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Should change my show. It is called Wildflowers and Weeds.
Yeah. Next week, coastal huckleberry.
This is perfect conversation with my... Yeah.
Actually, we talk about food at band practice pretty much.
I was going to ask, like, when you guys are writing songs, this feels like the vein it would go in. A bunch of people having fun hanging out with each other, and then you guys are just, like, strumming and making things work.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of them would come about, band practice, action, chatter. Except for that first, so an important part of this band's backstory is that we are like a spin-off band, you know, similar to like a spin-off sitcom that, the album I-84 was kind of the reason the band was put together to record that album eventually, at least it's what the bill of sale that I got. And it was one of Motor's old bands that recorded that album first because he wrote that. So that one didn't come from us. That's you and maybe some help from that squad, but maybe not.
Yeah, so the other band that preceded this one was called Party Country, and at first there was a nice balance, but then it became a little bit too much party and not enough country, and so that there was some unhinged behavior that kind of basically made it fly apart.
happens.
Well, it was mid-album. We were literally starting to record an album, was just like, who actually do I know who is solid and we can actually pull this off. So anyway, we put this together and this has been just an amazing band of friends for a long time now. And so it's just, you know, all things told. I'm glad that story happened, but the real music has been happening with this band. So it's been fun. It's just been really great.
That's great. It's when a band practices your like highlight for the week, that's when you know things are good.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on something you were talking about, like being like in this room and how there's this kind of vibe, and like definitely during COVID, like I really feel like people being apart makes us way less as a community. So just getting people together to experience music, I just so appreciate it post COVID, and just as life gets busy, to have that time each week where we just kind of get in a small room and try and like lift that energy.
It's like, I know, being in isolation for so long, and Portland took it so serious because we are such a close knit, like so many people are living in close quarters, which I'm immunocompromised. So like, I'm glad that we do take it so serious here, but it was like 2 years where we like didn't do anything with each other.
Yeah.
And even when we did, it was like outside for that period. Yeah. And
at the Kenton Club with the little circles.
I know.
People
and got creative and they reinvented ways because we crave each other.
We do. And then now you'll be at a show and it like really hits you that you're like, I like to sit at shows now because I'm like ready to like receive everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I do I respect artists so much, especially right now. It's so hard because getting people out to shows, like, we know money's an issue for people. Mm-hmm. But like music and like the watering hole are like the first things we all started. Yeah. Every culture has that in it. And there's like this museum in Phoenix. It's called the Music Instrument Museum. You would think it wouldn't have taken me so long to remember that because it's so like obvious. Yeah.
So what's
I always forget what it's called, and I'm like, it's literally so easy. Anyway, so they go through every instrument and the country that it originated from, mm-hmm. and you wear, like, headphones, so it's, like, interactive with, like, a little headphone player thing. It's really fun, but every instrument basically is from Africa,
yeah.
but they were all created there for community gatherings, so it's, like, really from the dawn of time.
Yeah.
We've just all wanted to be together making music.
So I spent some time in Jamaica doing hurricane restoration work a long time ago, but I was there and I got to attend a lecture from a musicologist, Jamaican musicologist, and she's like, there are 9 fundamental beats. They came from this area of Africa, but in all Jamaican music, it's these 9 beats. But if you break them down, like one of them tells about death in the neighboring mm-hmm. village, one of them tells about celebration, some tell about danger, and someone's just like party time. I don't remember all the beats, but it was like it was a big deal, and like they were very specific, and you start thinking, okay, it went back to Africa, but how far back, and it was like critical that neighboring mm-hmm. villages would be able to communicate over mm-hmm. distance through mm-hmm. basically banging on these big hollow drums, and it was
crazy.
Yeah.
We live like down a golf course away from a high school, mm-hmm. and they're like high school like band, when they practice or during shows, you can hear it like come up, you know, the golf course at us.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how far drums can actually like sound out to. Like, that's crazy. I did not realize. Now I live with a man who's a drummer. Mm-hmm. So everything is like, one time we were at like a lake outside of Portland. We were peeping leaves. Anyway, there was like a building. No one's there, and he's just sitting there clapping, and he's making me listen to, like, the sound.
Gotta check out the reverb.
Yeah.
First thing, any abandoned building.
And we were there for, like, 15 minutes, and I'm just listening him slow clap. And I'm like, this is what life is like, being married to a drummer. Like, drumming is life. Or radio. Radio's the other life.
Yeah.
But both are important for communicating.
It is.
Yep, common thread.
Maybe it's community that he's... This is a community station. Might be what he's drawn to. We'll have to... When he can talk, we could say anything about what he wants to do.
It's probably nice sometimes that he doesn't talk.
Yeah. I talk so much. I've got the gift of gab. Sometimes too much, you know? He's smart about it, though. He doesn't have that, like, knob where he forgets how to turn it off, you know? So. Yep, exactly. Well, you guys have a few more songs you all are going to play for me. We've got, like, about 20 minutes left, so we can definitely fit them in. This next one is Beer Ain't the Answer. So, who wants to tell me a little bit about this song? It does seem self-explanatory, but...
So, this is a dark and sort of journey through... This is actually not a Portland song. This is from Spokane, Washington, specifically the Spokane Valley, which when I was living there was very unseemly in certain aspects. So it's basically about a long night in that location with some foggy moments. But beer is not the answer. It's the question. And the answer is yes. It's basically what it's about.
That's a phrase.
It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah. It's a cautionary tale.
It's not that cautionary.
Yeah. It's not that cautionary.
We'll never learn our lesson.
Yeah.
It's a little arm twist. I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dark and sort of, you know, I'm like, that's kind of hoot, actually.
Like a stout?
Yeah.
Ready?
2, 3, 4. Oh, we're in the dirty valley. There's a neon sign. Half drunk on misery, all the way drunk on wine. I got a head full of questions, answers I can't find. But I keep looking in the answer is yes. I hear the pool balls cracking while the jukebox plays. I'm buying drinks for some honky-tonk angels about twice your age.
About twice your age? I'm a
bugger beer keeps flowing. It's clear and it's cold. I think I'll order up another round and watch it all unfold.
This is Mariella coming at you from the Good Girls Tour with Erica Lundahl and St. Misty. We love listening to Wildflowers and Weeds on X-Ray FM. And I want you to know about our show at Turn, Turn, Turn this Sunday, May 24th. Hope to see you there, and thanks for listening.
Onto you, coffee beans from Peru. wolves are always at the door, so rest with me a while more, rest. There'll be time enough to stare it down, the world on fire with a broken crown. Try our hands at mending, defending something pure and true. Well,
listening to X-Ray FM. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Lazybones, and I am in the X-Ray studio with Bad Assets. Just now you heard Erica Lendl with her song French Press. And yeah, so Bad Assets is here. They have a show on Saturday, May 23rd. I would say mid-Memorial weekend, right?
Just when it's getting going.
Yeah. The pre-party.
Get all your lawn work done, all your chores done, and then 6 to 8 happy hour seems doable for you guys, right?
Yeah, totally.
Who doesn't love happy hour?
It's free. It's a free show. Free six show. To eight.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
And there's happy hour. I was talking about the royal we, all the others listening.
The oh, okay. Yeah.
We can do this.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we were checking in.
I will I'll be there.
I will be there, and I'll be happy. So.
Happy.
Maybe we'll have to do like
for an acoustic, hours.
Next time we'll have to do an acoustic set there, because
that'd be fun.
More fun, actually.
It sounds amazing.
I love you guys. Thanks.
I mean, you have to say
yeah.
To say
yeah, I think it's your
no.
It's your job to tell
us. Yeah, I've never told someone. I've never had somebody who's like bad in though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like.
But you've never left here and been like, oh, that was a tough hour.
No. There's been a few interviews that have been like I interviewed this artist named Lizzie McAlpine. She's like 18 or something. And I interviewed her backstage. She was already selling out like Red Rocks, you know, like pew. And she was only like 18. She got discovered on TikTok through. And it was like a backstage interview that you could tell she was had so much going on. So that would say that was like the hardest one, only because of the everything that's going on backstage is mad. And I was like, I don't know why her manager said this. You know, like, why would you do this to this poor girl? But I would, if now, I would love if I could have sat down with her, because that's wild. Could you imagine just like you're in college, then college gets shut down your first year, and then all, you know, then you walk out on stage to like hold out gigantic show. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to know more about those feelings around that.
Yeah.
Already being an artist seems so scary to me. Like, I'm not a musician. Like, the idea of going on stage with, like, it just gives me like butterflies in my gut right away.
I mean, it could always go totally sideways. That's
true.
That's like you're always, you know, taking a risk.
I think it's supposed to give you butterflies still, you know?
Yeah. Do you guys still get nervous?
Yeah, I get, I mean, not nervous, but yeah, I get
that like weird excitement. Yeah.
And I've been doing this for a long time.
I do that even when we go on air.
Yeah. I think it means because you care.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to you, or it's like you want it to be, you want to do your best or whatever, so.
Yeah, it makes sense. I still don't know how you guys do it. Like, brave.
I don't think anybody has the answers to that one.
No. Well, most musicians are like, there is something in you, and it's going to go out on stage. You know? Like, even when you take breaks off, and then it comes back to you later. I don't know. There's just always a calling for it in you.
There's a personal reward for it. You know, it's a good feeling to go out and play and
have people clap at the
interact end. On with strangers on a different level, you know?
Yeah.
Just energy.
We're all divas, basically. Yeah.
Well, and playing so with each other. I mean, I love when you guys kind of riff on songs and you're creating melodies and moments on the spot and harmonies that get created. Like, there's that doesn't happen until people do it together. Like, you can think it in your head, but when it happens in real life, I think it's electric.
Is that how, how's it been to enter the band at this point?
I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, you let me sing with you. I love this. So
that's awesome. How I feel as the audience. So I feel that. I'm like, you guys sound really good. And, you know, you're part of it now. You're not
just a pretty awesome stuff.
She's been making us a lot better.
She makes us a lot better.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes Patty sings with us and plays fiddle as well.
So fill out those harmonies.
Love a fiddle moment.
Great. It's great.
She's incredible. We should give Patty a shout out.
It's a shout out.
So. Yeah. Fiddle.
Yeah.
Patty.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. So and, talented.
Yeah, so talented. Well, you guys are going to be playing me. We've got a few minutes left, so I want to make sure we can get to Biggs.
Let's do it.
Let's do Biggs.
And see Lilo. Yeah. You guys probably play both of them in a row.
We'll just go back to back. So, yeah, this first one is about basically car problems out in the middle of the gorge and just that feeling of just complete loneliness and just the moment of reflection. So.
Oh,
is called Celilo. And thank you so much for having us. This has been incredible, and love the conversation, and here we go.